RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of this podcast, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive, and my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is episode number 120 for this Sunday afternoon, August 31st, 2008. And if you're thinking, what happened to Frederica? You're right. What happened to Frederica? Well, she's staying at her little cousin's house. They're having a sleepover. So as she was pulling away in the driveway with her aunt, it just dawned on me. I thought, she didn't say, welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. And I couldn't get her big sister anywhere near the microphone. So it's just Dad here solo today with you folks for Adventures in Podcasting. Alrighty, in the show we've got PUSD podcasting updates, followed by PUSD RSS updates. Well, then we'll talk about RSS and podcasting tools, and we'll round the show out with other items worth mentioning. Sound good to you? Say yes. I'll be right back. Okay, as we jump in here to PUSD podcasting updates, a few things happened this week. Thursday, Chandler guys stopped out to visit with me, and we talked about some of the things we've done with podcasting the past couple of years here in Peoria. Talked to him about the challenges I had publishing on Microsoft web servers versus using the Apple podcast server. And actually took them over. We did a little tour through the MDF because IT guys like to see all those computers in there. But I think they were a little shocked when they saw that little bitty 1U Apple podcast server running. But what really really impressed them is the ability to upload that podcast as slick as it did. So, you know, I kept telling them, you know, this is the way it runs on this version. If you bring in Apple to bring in a new server, you'll see something entirely different, which I think as they walked out the door, I think they were heading for that way to look into an Apple server. And, of course, once they get that in place, I'm going to go out to Chandler to see what the new interface looks like myself. Or maybe they'll just shoot me a link and I can try it from my office. Save me a 50-mile drive. But nonetheless, we'll see what happens when we get there. Also this week, Dr. Santarelli did another podcast and a video cast. I can't share the link with you because we had some technical difficulties. Not with the podcast or the vodcast. Those actually were done real well. The challenges we have are trying to get audio and video to play in IE. We just had some bizarre things going on the past 2 weeks. So when it went out, when the email went out on Friday afternoon, they did not include those links. So I checked it from here at home. They work just fine, so we'll deal with that. But nonetheless, at least the effort's in there to do the video and the audio podcast. So I think that's kind of cool. That's still keeping up. And, of course, if I ever get some time to get Maggie in the same room with me, we will do what's hot in POSD as well. So at least that's going on there, and that makes me happy. So Johanna and Polly, the SEI ladies, who have just done great things with audio in that the structured English immersion class they were in this week to redo one of the lessons that they had done. I'm not quite sure what exactly they were changing, but I had listened to the original one. It was a conversation with the two of them talking about, like I said, I don't recall. It's been a while since I took the class, but I do remember the assignment. And I remember listening to it. It was very jagged because you could definitely tell they shut the recorder off, passed the mic over, went back and forth. So, you know, I was sitting there looking at that. I went, oh, this is a good time to bring out the cool stuff. So I ran in, grabbed the mixer, set them up, and they had their conversation. So I know they were pretty jazzed when they walked out. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but when they give me a link to it, I'll share that with us all. But nonetheless, that's kind of cool. And then later in the day, Mike had to do some recordings for the news, as you know, that we podcast our news in the district. And so Mike says, I'm going to go in there and try out that cool equipment as well. And I think he sold on the mixer and the cool microphone, which, you know, hey, what can I say? I'm sitting here talking behind the same setup at my house. So cool stuff, real good in there. So also, Todd Watson out at Foothills Elementary, he shared the link to his podcast earlier this week. So I thought, as soon as I saw it, I listened to it, and I shot it home. So I could make sure I shared it this week. A lot of S's in there. Wow. Nonetheless, there is there is that available to us. I put the link in the show notes as well. So if you'd like to listen to Todd's podcast, how he's communicating with his parents out there in the community. So good stuff going on. Also, I'm going to jump right on in. Let me just double check the time here. Jump right on into PSD RSS updates because he's got a couple in there. We've had a couple schools come out in the last 2 weeks, I should say. I forgot about them last week. We've had a couple come out and start the transition to their portal sites, which means obviously they're going to have RSS, which will accompany that. So, not a heavy-duty thing going on. I still think we've got a lot of work to do on that, but maybe a lot of this will change once we go to the new portal site where there's a lot of RSS and a lot of links all over the place in there. So we'll see what happens on that. All right, I have been talking really, really fast. I'm not quite sure why, but, hey, it can't hurt anyway. So I'm going to put a little transition tune in here and cough. Excuse me, and cough, nonetheless. And I will be right back. Alrighty, as we come in here to RSS and podcasting tools, I found this link that John Evans put for me in my Delicious bookmark. This is called The Podcast Recipe, Producing a Successful Show. And what's cool about this is a seminar on Apple.com, and I, in all honesty, I've got to tell you, I have not done this. It's something I think I'm going to wander on through. And what's kind of cool is this is a free, on-demand, three-part seminar. So you can jump into this. The byline on it is, podcasting is one of the most explosive technologies to hit the Internet. And with literally thousands of podcasts available on Apple iTunes, the need for high-quality production is critical. In this free, on-demand, three-part seminar, Apple experts take you behind the scene to see what it takes to perform a great-sounding podcast, produce a professional show, and promote a podcast to reach as many people as possible. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And, you know, hey, if you can sound good and do it real well, why not? The seminar, it says it's here, it's 1 hour and 14 minutes. You're going to need, Internet Explorer, AOL, Safari, Netscape, etc. Going to accept browser cookies, got to have a high-speed Internet connection, and you're going to need QuickTime installed on your computer for all that. But, hey, if you run iTunes, this isn't a big deal, and if you run Apple, then Shazam, you're already in good shape. So check that out. And Joe, thank you for sharing that with me as well. So let's see here, we're at about 7 minutes and 50 seconds, and let's just move on into the final item. Wow, this is a quick show. I guess I should have jinxed it and said that. Other items worth mentioning, my Web 2.0 class is still with the editor, but nonetheless she gave me some of that work back this week, and I've been sitting behind this microphone quite a bit this weekend, actually. I read everything that Kelly gave me back on my class. I read into the mic yesterday and set that in my my Web 2.0 class, which is in Moodle. And every piece of this is going to have audio with it. So the idea here, and like I said before, I stole this idea from Polly and Johanna. But nonetheless, every piece in there where there's text that you could read, you can also click the button and listen to it. So I like that. I can see how that would be really handy. And I can tell you personally it was very handy because there were days I just didn't feel like reading, but I can certainly read along with it and listen to it. And oddly enough, I listen better than I read as far as comprehension. So shocking, I know. And also, my multimedia Moodle class is well underway. Did some work on that this week. Did some work on it yesterday. And when I get done with this tonight, after I eat dinner, I'm going to go back in and play with some more. And I actually enjoy that stuff, so this is kind of fun. I put in the show notes, this isn't podcasting, but it's audio and video, and it is a big improvement. And I really mean that. We look at these some of the online classes out there, and I really think that putting some audio and video in there is huge. And by video, I don't mean talking head video. You guys know how I feel about that. But just to prove a point, in that multimedia class, I did record yesterday a talking head. I recorded the introduction of that, basically introductory text, which I normally would have read behind the microphone, not worried about it. But just because I could, I put my webcam up, turned on Movie Maker, and recorded every bit of it. And believe it or not, it took me over an hour to record something that's less than 57 seconds long. And the idea was, if you ever see me try to read anything word for word, I stumble over my words here, and I'm just kind of doing it freely. I'm even worse when I try to read. And so I had a lot of struggles with that. You got to have your head just right. And, you know, all you got to do is try it one time and you'll figure out what I'm talking about. So, but nonetheless, I put it in there, converted it to Flash, threw it in the class so people could see it. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I think it's where Talking Head is absolutely useless. But there'll be other points in the class where we take a PowerPoint and convert those into video, and I think that's actually a killer app in there. So that'll be some of the stuff I'll be talking about in future weeks when I get that class closer to be put together. So cool stuff, kind of exciting, but, you know, busy doing a lot of other things and still trying to get a little podcasting in there as well. And I guess I'll let you know that your computer's not going to freak out, and I'm not going to mess up the next 2 weeks by doing something bizarre in my recording or the way I produce the show, or post it, I should say. Adventures in Podcasting is going to be off the air for the next 2 weeks. Actually, that's not true. I will be around this next Sunday. So, yeah, okay. So that's not quite right. I'll be around next Sunday, the following Sunday, and the Sunday after that, I will be gone. So need to double check the dates in here. But nonetheless, I will be on the road for a week. I come back for 3 days, and then I'm gone for an extended weekend. So won't be doing much in that. So whatever I get done in the next 4 days, obviously I got tomorrow off, so if I got anything going on, I'll share that next Sunday. Other than that, I'll be on the road after that, and I believe I'll be back on the 21st of September. But I might have that 1 weekend off. So at any rate, I will have that fixed by the time the show notes get published and all that good stuff. So not a bad week. And let's see, how do we do on time? Hey, look at this. Cut 6 minutes off. That's what happens when you talk really fast. This is really fast talk, really fast talking podcast. Okay, I guess it's time. I'm getting kind of giddy here, folks. So it is time to leave, folks. My name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me an email. You can find me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name, and that's SHANWHEELER.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for your class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.